amazing scenes at the Lido today. The final preparations for the cold water championships, which are happening tomorrow, are in full operation. There's busyness everywhere. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
There's everything, every corner you look at the Lido, there's something happening. John's walking in, he's getting his beer tent ready, I suppose. And Lucy was just walking away from the tent where all the stands will be. What's happening this end of the pool? This is the big marquee. What's happening here, Alison and Rixa and Liz?
We're stuffing the certificates into finicky little.
Okay, how many certificates have we got all together?
I don't know, you have to ask Sue Rentoul, but I should think it's about 1,000.
About 1,000? Do you think 1,000 people?
Warm hands, but mine are getting very cold.
Oh my God, can I get you a cup of tea, anybody?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, Rixa, what kind of tea would you like?
Just with milk.
No sugar?
No sugar.
What about you, Alison? A cup of tea?
I think I'm okay, thank you very much.
Are you okay? What about Liz? Would you like a... Okay, I'll get you a cup of tea, no sugar, wine. Okay, and can I just describe in this big marquee what all the tables are, where people will be eating their food, where stands will be laid out. There's this huge poster, which is an amazing poster taken, I don't know when, of a snowball fight at the Lido years and years and years ago. It's a massive poster and it looks terrific. There's Jenny, she's also busy, everybody's busy. Loads of marquees are up this morning. Cars are in here. Crates are in here. The grandstand is here. People are swimming as well. Can you believe it? And what's amazing at the South London Swimming Club is that a lot of the competitors you will see competing tomorrow are here preparing loads of things, carrying tables, carrying chairs, carrying benches, being busy putting up posters, putting up notes. It's just amazing, but I'm going to make a cup of tea for Rixa, who's stuffing certificates. Carl, which other championships have you witnessed where competitors actually prepare everything for the championship?
None.
Don't you find that's pretty extraordinary?
No, I don't think it's... I think this club is extraordinary. So it's not extraordinary, it's just that this club is extraordinary. Everyone pulls together, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's what it's all about. It's community.
Absolutely. You know,
we had the big society before David Cameron.
Oh, I see. You compare it to that.
Oh, well, not really. This is a little society of fun and eccentric people.
Yes. Okay. So tell me, how many races are you in tomorrow?
Four.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the freestyle sprint. I'm doing the head-up breaststroke, although I'll do that very leisurely because I have a very large hat to wear.
Okay.
I'm doing a relay. I've got a team called the Sillies.
Okay.
Four of us who met in the Scilly Islands. And I'm doing the endurance.
Fantastic. My God, you'll have your work cut out. And today, let me just describe, you're carrying... What are you carrying? You're carrying stools on top of your chair, your head.
And I'm then going to try and find a long ladder.
Okay.
And then we're going to put speakers up all around the place.
Great.
On roofs.
Okay.
Hopefully. Anyway.
Perfect. All right. Take care. Oh, and John is wheeling in his
Firkins.
Beer.
Firkins.
What is it?
Firkins of Ale.
Oh, my God. How does that taste?
So we're going to have a Firkin Hell Time.
Oh, my God. All right, John.
A Firkin is 72 pints of real ale, or 9 gallons. And Firkin actually is a Dutch word.
Okay.
So that's what we got. And we got 6 very nice ales.
My God, so that's John. John, the beer man.
That's it.
The SLSC member and beer man. All right, thank you, John. Wow. Okay, it's all happening here, I'm telling you. The excitement is growing as I'm speaking. Flags are going up on the far side of the pool. It'll be like a real gala. Amazing.